This is Smoke Radio, the roundup.
I think what we learn is relevant, but we don't get enough student-teacher time. We don't get enough time where we're actually living uni life, which is, you know, when you watch the movies, read the books, and it's like this amazing experience you have, and you come out, you know, having learned life lessons. I don't think we get that here at Westminster at all.
Okay, all right. And so you're already talking about like more contact time, just more kind of a university experience.
Yeah, so that's to do with society, sports, and educational experiences.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. So what kind of, how would you change that then, do you think?
So I have three main policies, and then I have ways of going about those policies. So my first policy is to increase student engagement. So that would mean that we do have a lot of great societies at Westminster. We have excellent sporting events, but I feel like they're not promoted enough, or not enough students know about them. Like, half students don't even know what student union is.
Yeah.
Like, you'll ask them, hey, have you been to the SU office? Do you know where it is? And then we're like, no, what is that? Who's Tariq? Who's Jamal? And it's very depressing. So we want to also make sure that the School Student Association has more of a presence, so that they can tackle any issues that they have, that students have with the student union. So that's my first policy. And then my second policy is to enhance your educational experience. So that would include releasing module handbooks before students pick their modules, so you know exactly what you're getting into before you go into your studies. It would also include making sure that your teachers produce a marking criteria for you. A lot of the times you have one in the module handbook, but it's very generic, and I feel like we need, because the teachers are the ones who mark your work, so they should produce their own one, and you can follow that accordingly.
Right, so more specific.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
And could you talk about releasing the module handbooks before you actually pick the modules, and that's just because it's the kind of thing that people will pick something and they don't actually know what the course is made up of.
Because
when they say what the course is made up of, it's quite generic.
Yeah.
But do you think there may be problems there with, like, that we have a huge range of modules that we can take up here, and if you have the opportunity to take back every single module handbook, do you think that's going to be the university could say, no, that's too expensive, that's a lot of module handbooks we're handing out to people who aren't even going to take, I don't know, business law or take sound design as a module. Like, do you get what I mean?
Yeah, but I wouldn't be releasing them on paper form. It would just be online.
Because we
have a Google email address, and Google has that thing where you can have documents, and so it can just be released on the Google Docs.
And people can
view them online before they pick the modules.
Fair enough. So, because you're suggesting sort of like maybe some more contact time, like in regards to subjects, because we're paying $9,000 a year, do you also feel that maybe, like, does this mean that you want more extracurricular subject specific opportunities, like more placements or things like that?
Yeah, that goes in line with my teammates' policies. Lekon, right. He's going to have work. He's going to have business, create partnerships with businesses and other top universities, so students can go out there and actually gain work experience, rather than having, like, we do have workshops where they talk about the working life, but I think, you know, it's not good enough for someone to be talking down to you. I think you need to go out there and experience it for yourself.
Okay, all right,
awesome. And is there anything that you particularly like want to say to the listeners now about reasons why they should vote for you, or what you're going to say? Like, what would you have done differently?
Yeah,
VP of Regent Street and Liberty Schools has done before?
I think that if you're not happy with your current university life, and a lot of the time students don't realise how much more they can gain from their university life, but if you're not happy, or you feel a bit like you're not being involved enough, because a lot of the time you don't realise how little you've done until you actually sit down and try to write a CV. You apply for something and they'll say, oh, so what experience have you got? And you're just like, crap.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, I've done nothing. So if you feel that needs to be changed, and you feel like you need to get as much as you can for your £9,000 worth, then you should vote for me.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Awesome.
Right.
Brilliant.
So
that was Lieb there. So you can go get her things all online. Go get her manifesto all online, all that sort of thing, and you can just have a look through those. Is there any way that we can contact you if they have any questions that listeners
Yeah, absolutely. We have a Facebook page called We Are Lex and Lieb, Names Not Numbers. That's our motto, because okay. we see students as names and not as numbers as the current
university. Could you explain that a bit more? Like, what do you mean by names not numbers?
So I feel a lot of the time students are just seen as, you know, the £9,000 that the university is going to get from you, and we're not considered with our own attributes, with our own talents that we have. They're not recognised enough, and that's why we're all names and not numbers.
Okay.
Okay.
This is Smoke Radio, the Roundup.